This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Uh-oh. Tell them what. So every time there's two things in the Quran, you really, once you read them, both of them are dhamir. Yani both, one is fi'l amr, qul, and the other one is dhamir. When you see qul, wait. And what is he telling me? Because qul, Allah is saying to Rasulullah, tell her, tell them, right? And then huwa. That's another frequent word is used in the Quran. Huwa, he, capital H. He, it means what? Meaning, you. It's used in replacement of Rabbul Jalala. You say he, you're referring to Allah. But what does that mean when he say huwa? Because he is saying it. Like when I say me, I am talking about myself. I'm talking about myself. I'm telling you something you probably don't know. Or you probably forget. It's an emphasis. Right? It's an emphasis. Huwa. So whenever you read, and if you want to see qul and huwa, go to Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am, much longer, much longer. It's almost one part of the Quran. He alternates, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between say and huwa. قُلْ مَا يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ. There is always these two. When I say, when I read قُلْ, I am going to say Allah is talking to me, telling me something specifically. Well, all the Quran is Allah is talking to me. But I am, there's something He's saying, I want you to listen. Pay attention. And then huwa, now pay attention about what? About Him. Meaning, when I say huwa, when I say qul, could be Allah is talking to me about dunya, Allah talking to me about this life, about the akhirah, about do this, don't do that. But when He say huwa, two letters only, He's talking about Himself. You better sit properly. This is how I say to myself. You better sit properly and read this, because He is teaching you who is He. And my problem, and maybe not yours, is I don't know who is He. Truly, reality, who is He? I don't know. You know why? Because if I know who is Allah 100%, all the time, 24/7, what will happen? I will never disobey Him. I can't, right? Just do this one time, and may Allah make you remember and do it even more. You wanna focus in your salah? Do the following. In your ruku', don't ask me why, but I don't know why in ruku' is more than sujood, at least for me. Just for a second, think Allah is looking at you. Just a second. Allah is looking at you. What is going to happen? You will freeze. Try it. That's what I told you. You're not going to feel it till you try it. Just a second. Think Allah is looking at you. You will freeze. You can't. Even the word doesn't come out of your mouth. Because at this moment, 1 second, you're knowing who is He. So He introduced Himself to me. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. The issue with this is it is translated to one. There's an issue in this translation. Because He didn't say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدْ. He didn't say الْوَاحِدْ. الْوَاحِدْ is one. He said قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And it's very difficult to translate it, because there isn't, unless what I felt, if I put the before it. قُلْ, say, He is the one. Are you with me all? طيب. What is the big deal? Why you're making it too complicated? يعني واحد أحد, what is the difference? توكيد هو هو. You have to know there is a reason. Every word in the Quran has a reason. All of you know the surah, right? Yeah. How many times you've read it? Don't even ask me. I have no idea. I can't remember. Have you ever thought why it's ahad? There is three reasons he used And this is you, if you just read anywhere. And I'm not giving you an information I imported from the moon. It is not. It's every book of tafsir will tell you this. Wahid is one. Ahad, as I translated, the one. طيب, what does that mean? There's three reasons. And the most important one is you cannot say the one, the second. And Ahad, in the Arabic language, there is no number two after it. In the language, there is no number two. Wahid, there is number two and three and four. Are you all with me? Even the non-Arab here, right? So when I say Wahid, then that means that's number one. There's number two, number three. But when I say Ahad, it's not a number. There's no two. So that's one reason. Second, it means Ahad, there is nothing comparable to him. And three is the best part. You can never divide him. When you say Ahad, the word itself means something that cannot be divided. Did you see the words in the Quran? So Allah, I can be divided. Each one of us can be divided, right? Alive, I can be divided. And may Allah avoid, yani protect us. But if I'm dead, I can be divided. Me, even now, you're looking at me say, okay, she has head, she has arms, she has legs, she has body. This is division, not Allah.